Live from NPR News, I'm Janine Herbst. Thousands of people are marching in rallies across the country today, calling on lawmakers to toughen gun laws in light of the recent mass shootings. In Washington, March for Our Lives co-founder and Parkland, Florida school shooting survivor David Hoggs told a crowd on the National Mall that the mass shooting in Texas shows the damage an assault rifle can do.
Tiny coffins filled with small, mutilated, and decapitated bodies. That should fill us with rage and demands for change. Not endless debate, but demands for change. Now!
He also says he sees more gun owners joining the ranks of those calling for a change. Meanwhile, in the Senate, negotiations on passing stricter gun laws continue with no signs of a breakthrough. NPR's Windsor Johnston reports congressional Democrats are demanding a bipartisan compromise in the aftermath of the mass shootings.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says a group of bipartisan senators continues to make progress and hopes to get something real done very soon.
We hope this time around something will change at last. I hope that very soon we can see a deal come together. I encourage my colleagues to keep their talks so we can act on it very quickly.
The House did approve a package of new gun control measures, but it's unlikely to go further. Republicans in the Senate, meanwhile, say they support measures centering on mental health treatment and boosting school security. But Democrats are pushing for stronger reforms. Windsor Johnston, NPR News, Washington.
The defense ministers of the U.S., South Korea, and Japan discussed closer cooperation following a spate of North Korean missile tests. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports ties between the two U.S. allies remain strained by Japan's 35-year colonization of Korea that ended following World War II.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin met with Lee Jong-sop and Nobuo Kishi on the sidelines of the Shangri-La Dialogue Defense Forum in Singapore. The three discussed joint exercises, including monitoring and issuing warnings about missile launches, presumably from North Korea. They also pledged to prevent North Korea from evading U.N. sanctions by, for example, ship-to-ship oil transfers. Meanwhile, in Pyongyang, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un told a meeting of the ruling Workers' Party that the nation needs to beef up its military capabilities and meet power with power, although he made no specific mention of the U.S. or South Korea. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Seoul.
The 154th running of the Belmont Stakes is in the book, and Mo Donegal won with a huge push at the end. It's trainer Todd Fletcher's fourth win in this race. Billy Ness came in second. This is NPR. Tunisian judges are striking for a second week after the country's president refused to reverse a decision, firing dozens of them. 57 judges were fired this month, accused of corruption and protecting terrorists. Charges the Tunisian Judges Association say were mostly politically motivated. The first strike started on June 4th. The firing sparked a wave of domestic and foreign criticism, with 10 international rights groups accusing the president of dealing a deep blow to judicial independence. California is seeing its first massive heat wave of the season this weekend. Claire Trageser from member station KPBS says temperatures could reach the high triple digits.
While deserts and mountain areas in Southern California will have higher than average temperatures, it will stay mild on the coast. Temperatures there are expected to stay in the 80s. But while this heat wave may not be as severe, much more is in store this summer. So says Alex Tardy, a meteorologist with the National Weather Service.
Unfortunately, yeah, it does look like it's a sign of things to come for the upcoming summer, where we have to deal with excessive heat.
The National Weather Service has issued an excessive heat warning for the Southern California deserts, where temperatures could reach 118 degrees. Inland areas will also see temperatures in the high 90s or around 100. For NPR News, I'm Claire Trageser in San Diego.
And the National Weather Service says high temperature records are forecast to be tied or broken over the coming days, especially in the central southern plains. This is NPR.